So we're picking up in the sugya of Shomer Begazlan B'Shmiras Nezalkin, right? So going back to something we already spoke out about yesterday briefly, but we're going to go a little bit more in depth. So how do we know that a gazlan is going to be chayiv for nezek, right? So we spoke about Tosos tries to compare gazlan to Shomer and Shoah. We see there are differences. So why is a gazlan going to be chayiv? So Tosos gives two answers. So the first answer is that the gazlan is nechnas tachas habaylim, because once he took the behemoth out of the rishus of the baylim, so the baylim can't watch their animal anymore. Right, so therefore, le'inyan shmiras nezakin, whoever has the animal in their shoes is the one who's going to be responsible to guard it, right? It's biyado lishmor of the gazlan now to take care of the animal, right? So it's biyado lishmor. The second answer of Tosos is that there is a kabbalah achrayis, right? The gazlan is chayiv, right, because he has kinyane gazela in the object. Since the gazlan acquires this object regarding onsim, so therefore he's also considered a baal regarding nezek. And that's why the gazlan is going to be chayav. So then either it's biyado lishmor, or it's that there's a kabbalah sachrayis. So we spoke about four different nafkaminas yesterday. We're going to focus on one case that we spoke about, and we're going to further understand what is going on. So can other people be chayav for shmiras nezakin if they're not the shomer? So what am I talking about? Let's say the case the Gemara brings of Hamamid behemas chaveiro b'fnei kamas chaveiro. Right. So in this case, is one going to be chayiv? So the Gemara says that one is chayiv in this case. Why is one going to be chayiv? So Toso says that one is going to be chayiv for Shein Varegel. Right? Even though it's not his animal, it's either it is his. Right? So we say that this case is not, Toso says this case is not chayiv because of Ish, because it's Bari Hazika. And in the case of Hanosi and Sam Hamavis Bifnei Behemoth Chaviro, one's going to be Pater. That's when you're putting poison in front of your friend's animal. Why are you going to be Pater? Because it's not normal for the animals to eat poison, right? Or because you could claim that they shouldn't have eaten it, right? So further, if we say Chayev Mishum Eish, there should be a Chiyev Birshus Rabim. But since we're saying that you're Chayev for Shein Varegel, according to Tosos, there's no Chiyev Birshus Rabim. The Rashba, however, says that in this case of Hamam and Behemoth Chavira, Kamas Chaviro, is going to be Chayev Birshus Ha Rabim. So he is obviously understanding differently than Tosos. So Rav Elchanan explains that the Rashba is going to be Chayev you for Eish, right? And that's why you're going to be Chayev Birshus Rabim. But Tosos, right, as we said, doesn't hold that you're chayiv in the nation. You think you're chayiv in the shiver regal, and therefore you are going to be pater birshus ha'rabim. So it's not clear. You could ask against the Rashba, meaning that the way Rav Elchanan understands the Rashba, he's saying that you're chayiv for ish, right? So you could challenge that and say that by ish, ish moves through a ruach matsuya, right? But the as opposed to in the animal, which really here does have a choice whether it's going to eat or not going to eat. So it could be that it's a difficult comparison, not so clear. The Rashba himself says that one is chayiv in the case of hamamid behemoth chaviro b'fnei kamas chaviro, because it is as if you fed the animal the food yourself, right? Therefore, one is considered chayiv because it is adam hamazik b'yadayim, right? So what's the svara? What are they arguing about? Right, we're saying that in the case of Mamid Behemoth Chaviro, Hakamas Chaviro, you are chayiv. Why are you going to be chayiv? It's not your animal, right? And you didn't actually feed the animal, right? You just brought it to your friend's pile of wheat or whatever it is, and then the animal ate. So why are you going to be chayiv, right? So Tosus is understanding that once you take your friend's animal, so therefore you become the baal over the animal, right? It's biyado lishmor, and therefore you're going to be chayiv midin shein v'rego. The Rashba, however, he believes that you're chayiv because of a kabbalah shmira. That the reason why generally you would be chayiv is because of a kabbalah shmira, right? But here you weren't mekabel any achrayis for the animal, right? It's not your animal. You aren't mekabel any achrayis. So therefore, he says that the reason why you're chayiv is because of adam hamazik. And if it wasn't for adam hamazik, you wouldn't have been chayiv because you weren't mekabel any achrayis. So now moving on to the next sugya, which is the next case that the Gemara talks about, which is Hotsiu listim chayavim. So the Gemara Daf Nunvo Amud Aleph. Yes, sorry.
What did they ask about Tosos?
What do you mean?
Meaning, like, the next part of the question after the apparently there was a question on Tosos. I wasn't sure what that was.
Okay, we'll come back to it afterwards. Okay? So the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav says that if the listim take out the behema, so the listim are going to be chai, right? So isn't this obvious, right? So once he takes the behema out, he's now mekayim the behema into his rishus for everything. We say that the guy is considered a gazlan. He's now going to be responsible to watch the behemoth from doing hezek. Right? He has a din bailim on the animal. So the Gemara says the cases where the listim, and really it's the listim were kamli ba'apa, which means they stood around the animal and they forced it to go in a certain direction, right? But they didn't actually do a meshicha. So Abaye says Rebbe gave. He gave a different shot. He says the case is where the listim hit the animal with his stick, right? He should have been blackout. So the case here by the listim is also where the listim, they're hitting the behemoth with the stick, and that's why you are going to be chayv. So what's going on? What's the shock of the tari on the Gemara? What's the back and forth? So Rashi says the Gemara initially thought that the listim are chayv midin gazlan. Right, the Gemara then says it's a case of kim leva apa, right, where they stood around the animal, right. So the chiyuv here would be midin mazik, right. Abaye then says that the case is where the listim hit the animal, so the chiyuv is really a chiyuv gazlan because hitting is considered a meshicha. So for Rashi, we're saying that the Gemara is saying that it's midin gazlan. No, it's midin mazik, and then it's going back to saying no, really it's midin gazlan. The Yamshel Shlomo. And understanding Tosfos says as follows. He says that the Gemara is talking about Gazela, right? As that's established in the Yerushalmi, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. It's talking about Gazela all the way through. So how is it we didn't Gazlan in the case of a Kamlei Ba'apa, right? The Yamshel Shlomo says the case of Kamlei Ba'apa is where you want to steal it and bring it to a specific place. Right, so this is enough to be chayev midin gazlan, even though there isn't actually a kinyan. Right, so how is he chayev if there is no kinyan? So since it's biyadu lishmor, as it is out of the rishus of the bailim, so therefore the gazlan will be chayev for shmiras nizakin. So what exactly is the chiddush of the Gemara? What's the Gemara teaching us here? So according to Rashi, the chiddush of the Gemara is that hichisha b'makil is a kinyan meshicha. So it's unclear why that is what the Gemara would be teaching us here. Right? The source comes from the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Unclear why that's the chiddush that we need to be teaching here in our Gemara. Right? Meaning in our Gemara Daf Nun Vav, why is that the source? It seems strange to be taught here. Tosfos has a different understanding of what the chiddush is. Tosfos is saying is that the Gemara thought that if the listim do a kinyan, it's obvious that they are chayv in shmiras nezakin, right? That's obvious. If they made a kinyan, they're chayv in shmiras nezakin. The Gemara says that it's kamlei ba'apa, right? Abaye then says it's a kitz of yichisha, and that is a kinyan, right? That they hit the animal, and that's a kinyan. So isn't that obvious also? Isn't it obvious also that if they hit the animal, they're going to be making a kinyan as well? So Tosu says that no, that's not so pashut. So that's the chiddush, right? It's a chiddush. Is that, and this is the way the Pnei Yeshua saying, understands Tosos, is that by Gazlan, basically, that a Gazlan who does a Kinyan is now going to be Chaya for Shmiras Nezakin. That we didn't know, that is a Chiddush. Why? Because a Gazlan is not Mekabel Shmira, right? So if he's not Mekabel Shmira, therefore to say that he's not Mekabel Shmira by doing this Kinyan, so that's going to be a Chiddush. So what's the bigger chiddush? So the case of kamlei ba'apa or yichisha b'makel, right? Which one's the bigger chiddush to say that they were making a kinyan, right? So Tosos and Rashi both seem to be saying that kamlei ba'apa is the bigger chiddush, right? That because we're saying it's through kamlei ba'apa, that's how they're making a kinyan, right? So they're understanding a little bit differently. Here's what we're saying exactly what the chiddush of the Gemara was, but they're both relating back to the case of kamlei ba'apa, and that's a bigger chiddush. The Rambam says that in the case of kamlei ba'apa, one is going to be chayv, and then the Rambam says further, one is also chayv in the case of yichisha. So the way the Ravid understands, he says, he uses the lashon of the chol shekein kamlei ba'apa, right? And certainly by kamlei ba'apa, right, which means that the way the Ravid's understanding is that it's more of a chiddush by hikisha b'makel that you're making a kinyan, and then we're saying, oh, and certainly kamlei ba'apa, because kamlei ba'apa is the more simple case, right? So we're saying if it's that you're that you're making a kinyan through the hikisha b'makel. So then, for sure you'll be making a kinyan through the kamei ba'apa. Right. So he's thinking that it's more of a chiddush by hikisha. So what's pshat? Why would it be more of a chiddush by hikisha b'makel? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains that in the case of kamei ba'apa, you're forcing the animal in a certain direction. Right, so therefore, there's more of a reason to be chayv. Right, you're standing around the animal. You're really like, really, really forcing it to go in a certain direction. However, by hikisha b'makel, right? So you're just forcing the animal to then start moving and to start going. It's not as much that you're directing it in a certain direction. So therefore, it's not necessarily true that oh, it's going to stop by your friend's crop or something like that. So therefore, it's more of a chiddush to say that you are making a kinyan. I mean, you will be responsible for that animal. So, moving on to the next sugya of Shomer Shamas or the Shomer. So the Gemara and Daf Nun Vav Amud Beiv says Masra L'Roa Nichnas HaRoa Tachtav. Right. So if you give over the animal to a Roa, so the Roa is Nichnas Tachtav. So who is the Roa Nichnas Tachtav of? So if it's Tachas Habal, so we already learned that, right? We know that already. So rather the cases where a shomer is giving the behemoth to a roa, and the roa is nichnas tachas the shomer, right? So the first shomer will be pater. So we say that this is against Rava, who says shomer shemasa the shomer is chayav. Right? Rava says masar the roa is where he's giving it to a student, where it's normal to give for a roa to do, right? It's normal for him to give it over to a student. So one will be pater in this case. So Ika da Amri, the Gemara says, since it is masar l'roa, he's giving it over specifically to a student, but not la'acher. Okay, fine. And then Mar says it could be a riot to Rava, but we say it's not a riot. Okay. So what the Gemara is basically saying is that Shomer Shemaster the Shomer is going to be Potter, either because you hold Shomer Shemaster the Shomer is Potter, or if you hold that Shomer Shemaster the Shomer is Chayev, in this case you're going to be Potter because he's giving it over to his student. And therefore he's going to be Potter. Gemara Bava Metzia. So we're going to talk about a little bit more background about this case of Shomer Shemaster the Shomer. So this comes from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Vav. So the Gemara tells us, brings the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye says that Shomer Shemaster the Shomer is Pater. Right? And it doesn't matter whether you give it over to a higher level Shomer or to a lower level Shomer. Why? The Shomer gave it over to a Bendas. Right? So further, if you say Shomer Shemaster the Shomer is Chayev, you're also going to be Chayev when you give it to a higher level shomer or a lower level shomer, it's not going to matter. Why? Because the Baal can claim, right? Because it doesn't matter who you gave it to, I didn't want it to be in the hands of someone else. Rava says, however, shomer shomasa the shomer is going to be is chayev. Why? Because the Baal can say that he only believes the shvua of the guy that he gave it to, right? The first shomer, not to the second shomer, right? So how can Abaye say that even if you give it to a lower level shomer, you're going to be pater, right? It's a pshia if you give it to a lower level shomer. Therefore, you should be chayev. Right? He's saying that, shomer 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 is pater. It doesn't matter whether you give it to a higher level shomer or a lower level shomer. Why? If you give it to a lower level shomer, so that in theory is a pshia. So what is going on? Think more about Mitzia Tzadik Gimel with these. Will just give us the background. It's the Tosfos who's going to answer our question. So he says, the Gemara says that Roa leaves his flock, right? We know this case, we've mentioned it many times, right? The Roa leaves his flock outside the city, and an Ari comes and kills the animal. So we evaluate whether he could have saved the animals, right? Right? He would be chayav if he could have saved the animals. The Abaye then says that it was a time when it was normal for people to go into the city. And the Gemara says, really, basically in the end, the Gemara says the case is really where it wasn't a normal time to leave the animals. And therefore, if so, the case should be which we hold. We also know from the Gemara Bamsi that we hold is going to be chayev. The Tosu says, "What's the question? Wants to understand what's the question of the Gemara, right? Even if the case is where it's normal to leave your animals, it's still going to be considered a pshia because when he left the animals, so that is going to be considered a pshia regarding yachol lahatzah, right? There's no ability for you to save your animals if you're not there, right? So therefore, that itself is a pshia." So, in theory, you should be responsible. So Tosos answers that basically in this case there wasn't a pshia gemura, right? Here there was a shmir b'chusa. So therefore, since you had the shmir b'chusa, so the pshia that existed was only a pshia b'miksas, right? So he considers it if you're a shomer sachar and you're leaving the animals. So he's saying that it's considered a pshia k'ein geneva v'aveda, right? So just because it's a pshia, the mixas, it's a pshia ke'en geneva v'aveda. So then why does that mean that you should be pater? Why are you not going to be chai? Why can't we still say it's chilas v'pshia sof ba'onis is going to be chai, right? We're saying, oh, since it's pshia, chilas v'pshia b'mixas, so therefore we're not going to say chai. Why not? So going back to how we understood chilas v'pshia sof ba'onis chayav, we had given two explanations. We had said that either it's all considered a pshia, right, it's viewed at as one big pshia, or we say that no, there is a shibud that is created on your nechassim once one is poshea, right? So if the pshia is ke'en geneva v'aveda, right, the entire case can still be considered a pshia, right? And that understanding we can, but if we say that that what's happening is that a shibud nechassim is taking place from the moment of the pshia, so that can only take place when one is poshea legamri. Right, but if it's just a pshia ke'en geneva v'aveda, so therefore, that means that there's still some sort of shmir being done, and therefore we can't say that oh, there's a shibud being created. Right, so it must be that Tosos is holding that tchas of pshia sof ba'onis chayav is because there's a shibud being created. Right, so therefore if it's a pshia b'mixas, that's not enough to create that shibud to say they're going to be chayav. So that's how we want to understand Tosos. So. Tosos then says Shomer Shemasa the Shomer, where the second Shomer is lower level. So it's Pshia Kein Geneva Veda. Rav says this case is not Pshia Kein Geneva Veda because you gave it to a Ben Das, and it's normal for people to watch the item better than expected. Right. So according to this, why is Shomer Shemasa the Shomer Chayev? Right. This is the other side to say that you should be Chayev in this case. Why? So then we're understanding that the Mesir to the other Shomer is considered a Pshia. So what would be the Pshia? So Tosas Bab Metzia says, once you change it, that which you were supposed to do, one will be Chayav, right? But here, since the Baal doesn't want the other guy to watch it, therefore we're treating it like a Pshia. Okay, so what's the Nafkamina between Abaye and Rava, right? Whether we say Shomer Shemasa the Shomer is Chayev or Pater, what's the Nafkamina? So the Nafkamina would be is, let's say Shomer number one takes a Shavua about Shomer number two, that he wasn't Poshea. Can we believe that Shavua? So according to Rava, one would be Pater in that case. Why? We'd be Pater in that case because the whole Taina that Rava said is that the Baal is saying, oh, I don't believe Shomer number two Shavua, right? I only believe Shomer number one Shavua. So here, if the Shomer number one is taking the Shavua for to testify about Shomer number two, so that could be believed by the Baal. However, for Abaye, who says that, he says you're going to be Chayav, why? Because the whole claim was, you still don't want your Pikadun in the hands of Shomer number two. So the fact that Shomer number one is swearing that the Shomer number two wasn't Poshea, that doesn't change the fact that you didn't want it in Shomer number two's hands. So the Gemara, going back to the Gemara Nunvav, Amud Beis, so the Gemara had established that the case is where Shomer Shemasar L'Roa, or the case is where it's a Shomer Shemasar L'Roa, and the Roa is Nechmas Tachtav, right? So who exactly is the Roa being Nechmas Tachtav? Who's the Baal going to be collecting from? So Rashi wants to say that the roa is nichnas tachas ha-shomer, and the bailim come and are tovea for the damage done to the animal from the roa. The Rambam in Hilchos Niske Mamon Perek Dal Halachi Yal says shomer shemash l'shomer chayev is referring to the first shomer, right? He will be chayev to pay to the nizak for nezik the animal does, right? If one gives it over to their children or students, so then they will not be chayev in that case. And the Ravid says he uses his lashon of the chayei roshi. He can't understand the Rambam. He thinks that whatever the Rambam says doesn't make any sense. So what is going on here? So what's going on in this machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam? What's going on? So the Yamshel Shlomo explains the Rambam as follows. He says that the Rambam holds that Rav and the Gemara Bava Metzia is talking about nezek to the guf habehema, right? But our Gemara is talking about nezek to others. Okay, so Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayav. Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer Chayav is saying that the first Shomer is still there, right? Therefore, since the first Shomer is still there for both Hezek L'Gof HaBehima and Hezek Dan to others, right? So therefore, the Baal can claim from the first Shomer, right? Because the first Shomer has not removed himself from the case. How do we explain Rashi, right? What is the first Shomer exempt from? How do we understand the status of the first Shomer? So Rashi Bava Masih on Daflam above says the first Shomer is pater from whatever he would have been pater for, right? The Shomer Chinim would still be chayav for Pshia, so he isn't actually Mistalik Lagamri, right? So therefore, he still does have some Chiyuvim. So going on to the last Sugya for today, we're going to talk about the first part of the Sugya of Shomer Avida. So the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav and Beis, right, brings the famous Machlokas Shomer Avida. Rabba says that he's like a Shomer Chinam, and Yosef says he's like a Shomer Sachar. Rabba says he is a Shomer Chinam because he isn't getting any Hanar. Yosef says he is a Shomer Sachar because he gets Hanar from the fact that he doesn't have to give Tzedakah to Aniyim, right, which is known as Pridu of Rav Yosef. And others explain that Rav Yosef is holding that he's like a Shomer Sachar because the Torah forced the Shmir upon him. So what is this rule of Pridu of Rav Yosef? What's it all about? Right? So Tosos explains, right, that since the Shomer Avida is Osek B'mitzvah, therefore he's going to be Pater Min HaMitzvah, right? So one is only, so according to Tosos, one is considered Osek only when he is involved with the Avida, right? If he's not involved with the Avida, he is not considered Osek B'mitzvah, right? So again, he's busy with this Aveda, so therefore, if the Ani comes to his door, he's going to be pater from giving him staka. Oh, so if you miss a pater and a mitzvah, that's what's going on here. The Raya comes from the Gemara in Sukkah. So the Gemara in Sukkah, that Chav Hayom and Aleph, tells us Shulchei Mitzvah Ptum in the Sukkah. Why? We darshan have a shittachov, v'sechah pralah osik mitzvah, v'lat chavadeh pralah chazan. Right, we see from a chazan that osik mitzvah pater and a mitzvah is when it is e'esher the kayim shnehem. Right? So how do we see that? What does this mean? We're saying is that you're only potter when it's, you don't have the ability to do any other mitzvahs at the same time. Why? I mean, how do we know that that's the case, that it's an e-esher l'kayim shneihem? Because otherwise, if you're wearing tefillin or tzitzis, right, so then you'd be potter from all the mitzvahs. You wouldn't have to do any other mitzvahs because you're doing those mitzvahs. So therefore, it must be that the case of chasan is a case where it's e-esher l'kayim shneihem, and that's when you are going to be potter. So that is that's Tosos, and he says further at the from the Gemara in the Dharm, we see that also that Pridu of Yosef is not common. So the Ptur is only coming from when you are actually Osig in the item. Just the Gemara in the Dharm quickly. Daf Lamed Gimel Alav says if one takes another not to receive a benefit from his friend, so the Aveda can be returned, right? We say who can return the Aveda. So if the Nechse Baal Aveda are not Asar on the Machzir, so they can be returned. But if the Nechse Baal Aveda are Asar, then they can't be given back because he is receiving Hanaf from him as he receives the benefit of Pruta Dura Yosef, right? But then the Gemara basically brings another Shita that says that Pruta Dura Yosef is not common, and therefore one can't return the Aveda. So that's the first approach of Tosos. Again, he says, Pruder of Yosef, Osek B'mitzvah, Shomer Avedia is Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, and it can only be when it's E'efsher Le'Kayim Shneim. The Ron, however, says differently. He says that Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah applies even when it's E'efsher Le'Kayim Shneim. Right? So what does he do with the Raya of Tosos? So he says from the Gemara in Sukkah about Chasan, what do we see? Right, we see that it's not for sure the chassan would have been able to gather his thoughts for 2 minutes and said Kriya Shema, right? But the fact is that since he's osek b'mitzvah, right? We don't, right? He's tired. He has a lot of things going on in his mind, right? So from the fact that we don't make him pull himself together and being, you know, and able to say Shema, so from the fact that we don't make him do that, that proves to us that even if it's Esher the Kayim Shneim, you're still going to be pater from all the other mitzvos. So we have this Machlokas Tosos and the Ran. Tosos is saying it's Osek B'mitzvah Mitzvah only when it's E'esher L'Kayim Shneihem. The Ran is saying even when it's Esher L'Kayim Shneihem, right? So it's clear that Tosos, so again, we spoke about what's that Machlokas, we brought the Rav, what's considered Asek, what's considered an Asek B'mitzvah, right? Tosos is telling us that you need to be completely consumed in the Mitzvah. right? In order to be called Oseg Mitzvah, if you're completely consumed in the mitzvah, so then that's when you're going to be pader from another mitzvah. However, the Ran is saying, no, the Ran is just saying, as long as you're busy with the mitzvah, so therefore you're not mechayev to get involved with something else, as long as you're busy with the mitzvah. The last shita that we have is the third approach to this is the Ravid, which was brought by the Rashba in Baba Kama, right? And the Ravid basically says, his shita is that any time that you would have the Aviga in your house, so then you would be pater, right? You'd be pater from all other mitzvos, as long as the Aviga is the Viviso, right? So it's the big power on the Ravid is, how is that possible? How does that make sense? What? As long as I have the Aviga in my house, so then I'm going to be pater from doing any mitzvos. If I'm wearing tzitzis, that means I don't have to learn, I don't have to do anything, right? You just need to do one mitzvah, you're involved in that the whole day, and then you don't have to do any other mitzvah. So it's a big, big pella on the Ravid. Unclear how we understand, really how we understand the Ravid. It could be that you could taina that maybe tzitzis and tefillin would be different types of mitzvahs. They're different mitzvahs. But it's not so clear, the Ravid. So what's one final point for today? So what's the machlokas between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef? Right? So Tosos... Tosfos says that Rabbi Chananel and the Bahag, they both hold like Rabbi Yosef, right? The Raya is coming from the Gemara Nedarim, right? Because the Gemara Nedarim was saying that everyone agrees to Rabbi Yosef. It was just to the proof of the Rabbi Yosef. It was just, the question is how common was it? Is there enough Hana for proof of the Rabbi Yosef to apply? What? Okay, fine. So if everybody's agreeing to proof of the Rabbi Yosef, right? It was only a question of the Gemara of how common it was. Everyone's agreeing to it. So then, how is Rabbah arguing on Rav Yosef? Does he not hold of this concept of Osef Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah? Right? Meaning, if Pruder Rav Yosef seems to be a rule across the board, what's Rabbah saying? So we have four approaches to answer this question. So it could be that Rabbah does not hold of Osef Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah, but it's probably unlikely that that's the case. The second approach is that Rabbah agrees Osek Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah, but Rabbah holds Osek Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah only applies when it's Esher L'Kayim Shneim. But Rabbah understands that Shomer Aveda is Esher L'Kayim Shneim, right? And therefore Osek Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah does not apply in this case. So again, the first approach is that he doesn't hold of Osek Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. The second approach is that he does hold of Osek Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah, but he doesn't think it's going to apply in this case because of a difference of Esher L'Kayim Shneim versus Esher L'Kayim Shneim. The third and fourth approach are similar. The nuance are different, but the third approach, Tosfos Bamitzian Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, says that Rabbah holds of Prudu de Rav Yosef, right? He holds of it, but in the case of Shomer Aveda, since the Prudu de Rav Yosef is not common, one will not become a Shomer Sachar because Al Pidim we are not considering it as if there's, we're not considering that there's any Hana. The fourth approach, which we have from Tosos in Baba Kama, Tosos in Shavuos, the Rush, they all say that Rabbah agrees to Prudu de Rav Yosef, but there's not going to be enough Hana in order for one to become a Shomer Sachar. So the third approach, Tosos Baba Mitzia, was focused more on the fact that it's not common, right? Since it's not common, that was the issue, as opposed to the fourth approach, which was focused on the fact that there is not enough Hana.